My name is Ann Martin Richardson. I am 16 years old, and today's date is November 25th, 2018. I'm speaking with Jackie Ramsbacher, who is my great aunt. We are recording this interview in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. So, what was the hardest part about growing up in Carbon Hill?
Well, it was a country town, and you lived on the farm, you worked hard. I'm one of eight siblings. And in 1941, Pearl Harbor was bombed, and we were all young, and my father came out and said, "Children, Pearl Harbor has just been bombed. We didn't know what that meant, but we knew it made our father mad. Mm-hmm. So we worked hard, and after that day, I realized that I needed to do something when I left the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rough because we didn't have any electricity at the time, no indoor plumbing. And with all the children, it was hard, mm-hmm. but we made it.
Okay, so my next question is, what was life like during the 1940s?
During the 1940s, it was getting better. Of course, my father always worked as a coal miner. And in the 40s, I was 15 years old when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And 3 years later, I went over to Mississippi to work in the Knickerbocker Manufacturing Company.
You're good. So how did you get to Mississippi?
Okay, I rode a Greyhound bus over to West Point, Mississippi, and lived with a cousin of my father's, Minnie Goodson.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for the summer and worked in the plant making underwear for our military.
So why did you choose to go to the Knickerbocker factory after you graduated?
Well, after graduation, I went back home,
mm-hmm.
and lived another year till I graduated high school. Pardon me. And then I came to Birmingham to find work.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next question.
Yes. How did you know about the Betchel McComb Parsons Airplane Modification Center?
Okay. There was a girl that lived down near my house. We heard about her going to Birmingham. That was a big thing in our day. A girl leave the country and go to Birmingham. So anyway, she was talking about working at the airport for the Betchel McComb. Betchel McComb Parson Modification Plant. So I thought it was exciting. I came over and applied and went to school. I was enrolled in school for 6 months, but at the end of 4.5 months, we were terminated.
So what did you do while you were at the center?
Okay, I worked as an electrician, and that's just getting in the belly of the planes, looking at the electrical part of it. Of course, we had trainers with us, but it was very interesting, but tedious work.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed it, but young and adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah. So what did you do after being terminated from Betchel McComb?
Okay, I went to work for National Automotive Parts Association, which is known now as NAPA. And I worked there until I married Gene Donaldson.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a son, Don.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can keep going.
And after 7 years, Gene died, and several years later, I married Bob Ramsbacher, and we have Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron gave us Katie and Reed, mm-hmm. our grandchildren. And when my children were young, though, can we cut that out?
Did you work again after having children?
Yes, I did. After my youngest child was born and was 10 years old, I started my real estate career. I did that for 41 and a half years and retired at 88. And now I'm 92.
So how did you find out about the Rosie the Riveter program?
Okay, I saw an ad in the newspaper Mm-hmm. Applied. I called and talked to them about it, and of course they were happy that I had seen the advertisement and wanted to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined, and it's an interesting program because the women did different things and from different backgrounds, but we was in a time when we all worked hard and mm-hmm. no money, so we were all wanting to get rich.
Mm-hmm. So tell me more about the Rosie the Riveter program.
Okay. The people are in their 90s now, the Rosies,
mm-hmm.
and I'm one of the younger ones. But it's just nice to get, we'd get together for lunch every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a luncheon and a fellowship. And just a good time, as much as we can have it now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So how many active Rosies are still in the Birmingham chapter of the program?
We at the present, we have about 7 members. We've had 35 or 40 members in the past, but now that we've grown older, so many have died.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger members are rosebuds, and we don't have as members as many as we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming around now, and we're happy about that.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything else you want to say before the interview's done about it?
Well, of course, we'd like to recruit members, mm-hmm. and the members are coming around, and I need to talk about when it was founded.
Okay, go ahead.
In 1997, Fran and John Carter, doctors Fran and John Carter, were retired from the profession of teaching, and they were professors at Samford University. They were driving over to Warm Springs, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
to the little White House over there, to a Rosie the Riveter program. And on the way back, they started talking about the program, and they enjoyed it over there. And they came back then and got a slate of officers, went to a probate judge, and had everything, all the papers signed, and came back, and it was founded in December of 1998. From then, we've been just going along and getting new members and traveling to different states in the Union every year. We have a program. The last one, I went year before last to Atlanta. I didn't go this past year to New Orleans, but it's real interesting because from all over the United States, the Rosies come in.
That's interesting.
It's a good time. Always have a good weekend.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for having the interview with me.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's good. It was 8 minutes. That's perfect.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Can we hear it now?
Yes, we can.